Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings. Welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me today as we are journeying into Colossians, the second chapter. I abruptly ended yesterday at the end of the 13th verse where Paul says that you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he's made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. I want to deal with, we started this thing with the with hims and the in hims, and I want to show that your life is now not what it used to be. That when you accepted Christ, your baptism indicated that you went down into his death and have been raised up into his life. You've been made alive together with him. Key word there, together, because your life, you're not just living this thing by yourself anymore. When a man comes to Christ, he takes on Christ's new life inside of him. So you're alive together with Christ. But I told you yesterday I really wanted to emphasize having forgiven you all trespasses. I see a connection there. You've been made together alive with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. The connection is, as much as you receive your forgiveness of sins will be the degree to which you live. And if you don't receive forgiveness of sins, you won't live much. I'm a product of a lifetime of being raised in the church, and in that setting, you are made very cognizant of sin and failure, trespasses, iniquity, condemnation, guilt. It becomes pretty much a part of your vernacular. You spend an enormous amount of your time, if not talking about it, then at least obsessing over what you've done, what you didn't do, what you hope to do better, how you hope you're viewed in God's eyes, et cetera, et cetera. And it robs so much of your peace because it takes so much of your life. Even in the physical, you become obligated to do, to go so much. At least this was my experience. And I could be jaded in that I saw it from a certain lens. That's just the way life is. I can only teach it the way I know it. But we went so much to church, to functions, to the ministry events that it was exhausting. But it so defined everything we did. I didn't really know life outside of it for a long time. And then when I could make decisions about it and still found at some point that I was doing some things out of obligation rather than out of the sheer joy of doing it, it was only when I came into the understanding of God's grace, which is truly the understanding that my sins are forgiven, is what that all boils down to. Only then did I really realize what it meant to live. I've done things in ministry out of obligation for so long that I didn't, I would even carry a sense of guilt and feeling like I didn't want to do them. For instance, Sunday night church. We had Sunday night church my entire life until 5 years ago. And whenever Midland went to two Sunday morning services, we dropped the Sunday night service because it was going to be so exhausting to try to do three. I wanted to drop it my whole life. I never liked it. Especially once I went into ministry, as a kid, I never liked it. But when I went into ministry, and pastoral ministry, I always had to prepare two sermons. I'd spend the week getting Sunday morning ready. That was your big moment. And then Sunday afternoon, exhausted in my office, studying for Sunday night. I remember wanting out of that. And then we canceled it in the first few weeks, not really knowing what to do with myself on Sunday nights, and then discovering such relaxation and such peace. Why did it take me so long to get rid of it? I'll start there tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.